Please stand for the flag salute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Sunshine notice, Madam Clerk.
Thank you, Mayor. Board of Commissioners, public meeting agenda for Tuesday, February 3rd, 2026. The time is 7:06. Pursuant to the requirements of the Open Public Meeting Act, Chapter 231, Public Law 1975, notice of this meeting was published in the November 20, 2025 issues of the Nutley Sun, the Herald News, and the Star Ledger. A copy of this notice has been posted on the Nutley Town Hall Bulletin Board, and a copy is on file in the Municipal Clerk's Office. Commissioner Evans?
Here.
Commissioner Tucci?
Here.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Here.
Commissioner Petracco?
Here.
Mayor Kelly?
Present. Minutes, Madam Clerk?
Thank you. We have Board of Commissioner meeting minutes for December 2nd, 2025, December 16th, 2025, December 31st, 2025, and January 6th, 2026.
Move it.
Second.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye, except for the 16th, 31st, and 6th, which I was absent for. I abstain.
Thank you. We also have executive session minutes for July 15, 2025, September 16, 2025, October 7, 2025, October 21, 2025, November 5, 2025, December 2nd, sessions 1 and 2, 2025, December 16, 2025, December 31, 2025, and January 20, 2026.
Move it.
Second.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye, except for December 31st, which I was absent for, and I abstain.
And that's it for minutes.
Thank you. Moving on to communications.
Thank you. The mayor's office has submitted an event application to hold the annual Memorial Day Parade on Monday, May 25th, 2026, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. along Franklin Avenue, Chestnut Street, Passaic Ave, and Center Street. Luna Wood Fire Tavern has submitted an application for an extension of premises to hold their St. Patrick's Day Parade celebration on Saturday, March 7, 2026, between 11 a.m. and 10 p.m. at 223 Franklin Avenue, and the Nutley Irish American Alliance has submitted an application for a social affair permit to hold their St. Patrick's Day Parade celebration on Saturday, March 7, 2026, between 2 p.m. and 7 p.m. at 44 Park Avenue.
Move it.
Second.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Hi. And I see we have no proclamations, no reports. Moving on to bills, please.
Thank you. Bill list for February 3rd, 2026. Public Affairs, $130,263.65. Revenue and Finance, $7,995,349.01. Public Safety, $48,763.85. Public Works, $52,119.58. Parks and Public Property, $1,463,062.44. Water and Sewer Utility, $143,043.92. First payroll out of two. First one is Friday, January 16, 2026. Regular payroll total, $1,014,844.74. Overtime payroll total, $91,432.03. Total payroll, $1,106,276.77. The second payroll is of Friday, January 30th, 2026. Regular payroll total, $1,013,289.24. Overtime payroll total, $91,738.93. Total payroll, $1,005,028.17, for a grand total of $12,043,907.39.
Move the bills.
Second.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye.
And that's it for bills, Mayor.
Thank you. And next we have public comment on agenda items only. This is public comment on agenda items only. Anyone wishing to be heard on agenda items only may approach the microphone and state their name for the record. Seeing none, Board Commissioner announcements. Commissioner Evans?
Nothing for me, thank you.
Nothing, Mayor.
Commissioner Scarpelli? Commissioner Petracca?
The only thing that I have to say is about the pedestrian crosswalks again. Nutley is teaming up with the Sheriff's Office, the county, so please, we will be out there in force from now to whenever. Please, people that are walking or riding bikes or these e-bikes or whatever they are, please pay attention. A lot of times people are walking through the crosswalks or not walking through the crosswalks with dark clothing at night, makes it very hard. Center Street has become a very difficult situation there with the sun glare. I've been spending some time on Center Street myself, just observing of late. The sun glare is brutal. I urge all the parents of the kids who go out for lunch or breakfast or getting dropped off in that area. I've noticed a lot of people not crossing at the crosswalks. We do have a crossing guard on the corner of Franklin and Center. Please urge everyone to cross at that traffic light in the crosswalk, especially in the mornings when that, in the afternoons with the sun glare, because it is blinding. Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you. And as we all know, this is Black History Month, and it's also Heart Health Month. And so please be on the lookout for a variety of events that are coming up this month in February from the Department of Public Affairs and Health. You can find out more information online. We have no ordinances on introduction, and we have one on second reading and public hearing. Commissioner Evans or Tucci?
Thank you, Mayor. This is actually a second public hearing. We learned after the last meeting that there was a notice issue requiring us to reintroduce this, to have to redo the public hearing. So this is actually the monies associated with the renovations for the chambers.
Anyone wishing to be heard on ordinance number 3605, an ordinance providing for the renovations of the Board of Commissioners chambers and related services in and by the Township of Nutley and the County of Essex, New Jersey, appropriating $302,000 from capital improvement fund thereof. Anyone wishing to be heard, please approach the microphone and state your name for the record.
Move to close.
Second.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracca?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye.
Move the ordinance.
Second.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracca? Mayor Kelly?
Abstain. That's it for ordinances. We're moving on to resolutions. Commissioner Evans?
Thank you, Mayor. My first resolution, I'm very pleased to read it this evening. It's for the appointing of Dee Bartlett to the position of Chief Financial Officer for the Township. Dee is very experienced. She has quite a bit of a good experience that it's very valuable to the Township. She joined us this past Monday and is already settling in quite nicely. Whereas NJSA 48:9-140.10 requires every municipality in the state of New Jersey to have a chief financial officer to be appointed by the Director of Revenue and Finance. Whereas the Director of Revenue and Finance has determined that DeAndrew Bartlett, who is a certified municipal finance officer in the state of New Jersey, has the qualifications and experience to hold the position and perform the duties of chief financial officer. And whereas the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley is desirous of supporting this recommendation, and Ms. Bartlett has agreed to serve in the position commencing February 2nd, 2026. Whereas for 10-year purposes, Ms. Bartlett's four-year term, pursuant to the provisions of NJSA 48:9-140.10, will commence January 1, 2026 and will end December 31st, 2029. Now, therefore, be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that we do hereby appoint Ms. Bartlett to the position of Chief Financial Officer of the Township of Nutley for the initial four-year term, commencing January 1, 2026. So moved.
Second.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracca?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye. Congratulations, by the way.
Thank you. Thank you. It is a win, given the market. Whereas New Jersey Statute 54:4-3.30 provides that war veterans who were honorably discharged from active service in a time of war in any branch of the armed services of the Armed Forces of the United States who have and or shall be declared by the United States Veterans Administration to be totally and permanently disabled, connected with their wartime service, the full tax exemption of their dwelling and the lot on which it is situated. Following the fact, the following taxpayer has filed an application for allowance of a full exemption with proper supporting documentation, thus making the taxpayer eligible. Now, therefore, be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that Michael F. Agar will be granted full exemption from the payment of property taxes from January 27, 2026, and all subsequent years thereafter on the property identified as Block 5001, Lot 6, which is also known as 154 Quayman Avenue. So move.
Second.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye. And thank you for your service.
Whereas the Township of Nutley has a need to retain the services of an attorney who specializes in land, municipal land use law and policy to provide legal advice and services to the Code Enforcement Department in connection with the Township's land use policies and procedures, including zoning. Whereas NJSA 48:11-51A(i) permits that the award of a contract without public bidding, and whereas the law firm of O'Toole Scrivo, 14 Village Park Road, Cedar Grove, New Jersey, has submitted a proposal on the amount not to exceed $10,000, whereas the funds will be available from account 601-226-205 and will be certified by the Chief Financial Officer subject to the adoption of the 2026 budget. Whereas the anticipated term of this contract is for 11 months from February 3rd through December 31st, 2026, whereas the firm of O'Toole Scrivo has completed and submitted the business entity disclosure certification, which certifies that they have not made any reportable disqualifying contributions to a public or a candidate committee, a political or a candidate committee in the township of Nutley in the previous 1 year, and that the contract will prohibit them from making any reportable contributions through the term of the contract. Now, therefore, be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley County, of Essex, State of New Jersey, that the mayor and the township clerk are hereby authorized to enter into a contract with the law firm of O'Toole Scrivo as a professional service for the stated contract term at an amount not to exceed $10,000. Be it further resolved that a copy of this resolution, as well as the contract, shall be placed on file with the clerk of the Township of Nutley and a notice in accordance with local public contracts law of the State of New Jersey in the form attached to here shall be published in the Nutley Sun. So move.
Second.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye.
Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you, Commissioner. Commissioner Tucci?
Yes. Be resolved that Board of Commissioners, Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, the Township Clerk is hereby authorized to advertise for sealed bids for surplus equipment that is no longer in use by the Township. The equipment slash vehicles are listed below. It's for the Department of Parks and Public Property. First one is the year 2020 Can-Am Defender. This is basically a glorified scooter, all right? With the VIN number enclosed here with 5,337 miles on it. The second is a 2012 GMC Canyon truck with 61,086 miles. That has pretty much seen its day. Be it further resolved, the above equipment is available for inspection on weekdays between 7 a.m. and 2 p.m. Be it further resolved that the equipment is to be sold as is and where is, and bids are to be received on Tuesday, February 24th, 2026, 11 a.m. prevailing time in the Commission Chambers, Township Hall, 1 Kennedy Drive, Nutley, New Jersey, at which time they will be publicly opened and read. I move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye.
My next resolution, prior to reading the resolution, there was a requirement that I believe is an enhanced requirement by the Jersey Department of Environmental Protection. This is concerning presentation of Monsignor Owens pathway and bathroom renovations on today, February 3rd, 2026. For program guidance, our meeting minutes should reflect the project description, which will include pathway and bathroom renovations. The improvements are intended to enhance safety, accessibility, and overall functionality of the park while maintaining compliance with all applicable New Jersey DEP and Green Acres program requirements. All work will occur entirely within the existing developed footprint of Monsignor Owens Park and will not require the acquisition of additional land or any expansion beyond the current park boundaries. The architect's estimate for said renovations is $398,580, without a match. The environmental description impact includes soils and geology, water resources and floodplains, vegetation and wildlife, air quality, noise, historic and cultural resources, and public health and safety. The environmental impact analysis of the proposed action are limited to the previously developed and actively used portions of the park, including existing walkways and restroom facilities. As such, no significant natural resources will be adversely impacted. There will be no impacts to wetlands, floodplains, surface waters, threatened or endangered species habitat, or forested areas. Existing trees, landscaped areas, and vegetated buffers will be preserved, and no tree removal is anticipated as part of the proposed scope. Overall, environmental impacts are expected to be minimal and localized. We also have a rendering, which the architect has delivered to us and is available for inspection by anyone who's willing and so inclined to come and see it. Having said that, I will now read the resolution. Whereas New Jersey Department of Environmental Protection Green Acres Program provides grants and or loans to municipal and county governments and grants to nonprofit organizations for assistance in the acquisition, development, and stewardship of lands for outdoor recreation and conservation purposes. Whereas Township of Nutley desires to further the public interest by obtaining funding in the amount of $398,580 in the form of a $398,580 matching grant, if available, a $0 loan from the state to fund the following project, Monsignor Owens Park Facilities Improvement Project, at the like cost. Whereas the state shall determine if the application is complete and in conformance with the scope and intent of the Green Acres Program and notify the applicant of the amount of the funding award. Whereas the applicant is willing to use state funds in accordance with such rules, regulations, and applicable statutes and is willing to enter into an agreement with the state for the above-named project. Now, therefore, it be resolved by the Nutley Board of Commissioners. One, I, Mauro G. Tucci, Commissioner of Parks and Public Property of the Township of Nutley, or my successor in my office, is hereby authorized to A, make application for such a loan and or grant, B, provide additional application information and furnish such documents as may be required, and act as the authorized correspondent of the above-named applicant. Two, the applicant agrees to provide its matching share to the Green Acres funding request if a match is required in the amount of $0. In the event that the state funds are less than the total project cost specified above, the applicant has the balance of funding necessary to complete the project. The applicant agrees to comply with all applicable federal, state, and local laws, rules of regulations in its performance of the project. And five, this resolution shall take effect immediately. I therefore move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye.
That's all I have, Mayor.
Thank you, Commissioner. Commissioner Scarpelli, I see you have nothing on this evening. Is
that correct? That's right, Mayor.
Thank you. Commissioner Petracco?
Yes. Whereas Nicoletti Auto Body Works, Inc., 177 Passaic Avenue, New Jersey, was awarded a two-year contract for towing services, which expires January 31st to 2026. Whereas there is a need to extend the contract with Nicoletti Auto Body Works for 90 days, effective February 1st, 2026 through April 30th, 2026, with all the terms remaining same as set forth in the original.
God bless you.
I think that's the first time I ever did that. Thank you. Reading a resolution. Thank you. Now, therefore, it be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley County of Essex State of New Jersey that the contract be extended to Nicoletti Auto Works, Inc. for 90 days, and then the mayor and town clerk are hereby authorized to enter into a signed set contract extension for the Township of Nutley Board of Commissioners. I move it.
Second.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye.
And this is for twin towing that mirrors exactly what it is for Nicoletti, so I'll just move this one by number. Let me read it into the record. Whereas Twin Inc. DBA Twin Towing 35 Mill Street, Belleville, New Jersey, was awarded a two-year contract for towing services which expired on January 31st, 2026, whereas there is a need to extend the contract with Twin Towing for 90 days effective February 1st, 2026 and April 30th, 2026, which the terms remaining the same set forth in the original contract, now therefore be resolved by the Board of Commissioners, Township of Nutley County, Essex State of New Jersey, that that contract be extended to Twin Towing for 90 days, and the mayor and township clerk are hereby authorized to enter into a signed said contract extension for the township and Nutley Board of Commissioners. I move it.
Second.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracca?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye.
That's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you. And I have four on for this evening. One is a resolution number 2226 for the appointment of Raymond Redden as the municipal prosecutor. Therefore, it be resolved by Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley County of Essex State of New Jersey that Raymond B. Redden be appointed municipal prosecutor from the Township of Nutley effective January 1st, 2025 through December 31st, 2026. So moved.
Second.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracca?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye. The next one is to appoint Joseph Donatiello as the municipal public defender. Be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley County of Essex State of New Jersey that Joseph Donatiello be appointed municipal public defender for the Township of Nutley effective January 1st, 2025, expiring December 31st, 2026. So moved.
Second.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracca?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye. And this is to the next resolution I have is 2426, and this is to appoint the town planner for the to work with the planning board. And this is whereas the Township of Nutley has in the need to acquire the Township of Nutley has a need to acquire the services of an independent planning expert to assist the Nutley Planning Board as a non-fair open contract pursuant to the provisions of the New Jersey statutes annotated, Title 19, Chapter 44, Alpha 20.5. Whereas the Planning Board of Nutley wishes to retain an independent planning expert to assist the board reviewing evidence submitted with respect to applications submitted, and whereas Sections 85.6 of Chapter 85 of the Code of Township of Nutley empowers the board to appoint such staff as it may deem necessary. Whereas Paul Rickey, AICP, PP of Rickey Planning, 177 Monmouth Avenue, Atlantic Highlands, New Jersey, is willing and able to provide such expert review of plans, applications, and other documents and matters submitted before the board to be paid a rate of $150 per hour. Whereas the anticipated term of this contract is from January 1st, 2026 through December 31st, 2026. Whereas funds available from the applicant's escrow, deposit developer's accounts. Now, therefore, be resolved by the Board of Commissioners, Township of Nutley County of Essex State of New Jersey, authorizes a contract of Rickey Planning to assist Nutley Planning Board with respect to applications submitted. Be further resolved, the business entity disclosure certification and determination of value will be placed on file with this resolution, and be a further resolved, the notice of this action shall be printed in Nutley Sun in accordance with local public contract law. So moved.
Second.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracca?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye. And the last one I have on for this evening is the resolution for raffle licenses. This is resolution number 2726. And the following organizations have applied and are eligible to receive the licenses. Rotary Club of Nutley license on premise 50-50 cash raffle Sunday at April 18, 2026. Rotary Club of Nutley on premise merchandise raffle Saturday, April 18, 2026. Nutley Belleville Columbus Day and Italian Heritage Month Parade Committee on-premise 50-50 cash raffle Sunday, March 22nd, 2026. Nutley Belleville Columbus Day Italian Heritage Month Parade Committee Incorporated on-premise merchandise raffle Sunday, March 22nd, 2026. Nutley Irish American Alliance on-premise 50-50 cash raffle Saturday, March 7th, 2026. Whereas the applications have been reviewed and approved by the municipal clerk and the police department, now therefore it be resolved by the Board of Commissioners, Township of Nutley County of Essex, State of New Jersey, the aforementioned licenses are hereby approved by the municipal clerk and is authorized to issue said licenses. I move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracca?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye. At this point, we'll open the meeting to the public. Anyone wishing to address the Board of Commissioners, please approach the microphone and state your name for the record.
Good evening. Nicholas Oriama, 35 Wilson Street, Nutley, New Jersey. Just briefly why I'm here again tonight. All of you are aware of the saga I've been living for the last, now it's up to 3.5 years. I was fortunate enough to go to mediation about a month and a half ago, thinking, wow, finally, put this to sleep. Unfortunately, mediation didn't go well. Not all parties were willing to be open-minded. I don't know why there's such a power struggle. Everyone's blaming each other, okay? No one wins. I mean, I don't win. Everyone wins because everyone's getting paid on my dime. Mr. Bruno can attest, and Mayor Kelly, the mediation cost money. Cost me, I don't know, another $3,500. So during mediation, the mediator was upset that, you know, everyone wasn't playing fair. He actually directed my lawyer to file a motion to get back in court, which we did the other day. Went to court, the judge was, you know, trying to get this settled. I don't know why I'm still in this predicament. On my own, I have settled with two people already. I've settled with the appraisal company and with their listing agent. Now, personally, I think the two people the most responsible for this is the Township of Nutley and the seller. Why do I say that? The seller sold me something. I paid a pretty good penny for it. It's a piece of dirt. I can't use it. He said he wasn't aware that it was in a floodway, whatever. Make a long story short, I'm trying to settle with him. He continues to blame the Township of Nutley, saying that the Township screwed him because the Township made him convert his two family to a one family. And I keep on saying, well, it's not my problem. I didn't do that. And then the Township. I don't know if I could just share this with you guys quickly. Can I? Okay. You mind if I approach?
I'll take it.
Present it to the clerk, please.
Do you have one more?
It's okay.
He's got about 12 of them. Okay. So, I have a folder that's this thick that deals with Dave Berry, who I have a lot of respect for, and I look at him as a friend, Sal Ferrara, who also I have a lot of respect for. And I continue to say this is very difficult for me to express certain feelings because Dave's daughter, my daughter, you know, the roommates in Rutgers, first of all, I know all of you, okay? I cannot see why the township, the commissioners, who were elected by these people, won't just step up and, you know, help me out. If you look at just the file, and I can't tell you how many things I have. I just want to briefly go through this. February 2nd, 2022, I sent a letter to my lawyer, an email to my lawyer, okay? I said, John, I met with Dave Berry, construction official, with regard to the property located at 14 Homer. Dave is going to provide me a list of what I need to do in order to build on this land. I know I need to meet with the town engineer and may have to retain my own personal engineer. Can you please relay this to the seller? This is 7 months before I bought this property. I met with Dave. He told me to meet with Sal Ferrara. I met with Sal, okay? If you go to the next page, okay, in September 29th of 2022, Dave tells me, Nick and Lou, I met with Sal and the township engineer this morning. They will be releasing a review letter to you guys shortly. I know you have submitted footing and foundations permits already. Can you start the rest of the permits while you're waiting for this letter? If anyone knows anything about building, they're not going to tell me to submit my plans and issue permits unless they think this lot is buildable. If this lot was deemed unbuildable, I wouldn't be at this point. Let's go to the next one. I just gave you five real quick, okay? This is a report from your town engineer. your township engineer, which I had a meet with, in the first sentence, it says, this site is in a R1 residential one-family zone where construction of a single-family dwelling is permitted. They wrote me this report. They asked me to update my plans to meet the flood elevation, which I did. I spent a few more thousand. Okay? If you go to the next page, you guys cashed my checks, the building department. In order to build, I must pay the soil conservation. I don't know if you're aware of it or not, Mr. Evans. You can't get your permits unless you pay this first. This goes through the township. I paid it. Township cashed my check. Okay. I have other ones here. COA application I filled out. Township gave me a bill. I paid it. The zoning certificate when I bought the land, R1, buildable land. Here's another one. My permits for footing and foundation that I sent a check 632 to the township. Another one, soil conservation, okay? After that, DiBiase, Nick, you were approved with the HEPA or whatever. This is all from your department, Mr. Evans. If anyone here can't recognize that the township made a mistake, I'm not saying anyone did it purposely, but they led me to believe this lot was buildable. They made me spend hundreds of thousands of dollars, and no one's accepting responsibility. All I'm asking, I did all the work here, okay? My lawyer wants to sue the township and other people, and he wants to sue and settle for $700,000. I told him, I don't want that. I just want to be made whole. I'm not looking to cash in, okay? I don't care to cash in. I went to mediation. I'm asking the township to contribute $50,000 for their mistakes to help me be whole. And you guys are fighting me. I don't get it. I'm dumbfounded. It's pennies. I will go to trial if you guys don't settle, and I will prevail, I believe. And when I do, the township's going to have to pay, and who knows what township attorney's getting. Trust me, it's going to cost, their bill will be more than what I'm asking for. Can you guys just say, okay, Nick, maybe you're right, maybe we messed up. And as elected officials, you know, why not? I mean, sometimes you have to make decisions that are not going to be favorable, and people are going to be upset. I sat in that chair. I know. I've been there, done that. But like I told a few of you that I'm friendly with, if I was up there, I don't care who you are, if you're my enemy, it never would have gone 3.5 years. And I would have directed whoever I appoint and say, can we do the right thing and just put the rest? $50,000, your part's done. I pay off this loan. You know, I spoke to whoever. I said, don't write me the check. Write it to the bank. I paid in 3.5 years. I don't want to tell you I paid in interest. I'm asking for your help to put this to rest. I mean, what more? I mean, I got 7 pages of a folder that's that thick from the engineering department, from Dave Barry and so forth. I don't want to drag people to court, not people I'm friendly with. Mayor, I'm asking someone to make a motion.
As we've said previously before, we sympathize with you. We understand the situation you're in, and it's none of us would want to be in that situation. What I can say is that we will continue to talk amongst ourselves about how the best way to resolve this and work with our attorneys and experts the best way forward for this.
It's been 3.5 years. I've come before this board several times. I've heard the same thing. Why is everyone so hesitant? I mean, everyone shakes my hand, they embrace me. I don't know, secretly, am I not liked? Did I do something?
I mean, it has nothing to do with you. Personally, this is just the way the legal process works, and I'm saying that from someone who is a lawyer by profession, and this is just how it drags, and I understand the frustration with the pace of things, but we're moving as fast as we can, or as fast as the legal process would permit us, in consultation with our experts.
I don't, Mayor, with all due respect, it's 3.5 years. I mean, you guys meet in private. I mean, I can't see, I don't know, I mean, is anyone, you know, loyal enough as a citizen to make a motion now and say, listen, let's end this? I mean, you guys are fighting over $15,000. I don't think anyone cares. Trust me. They're not going to come to the next meeting and complain about this. And what you're doing is the right thing.
Right, as Mr. Bruno has said before, these conversations has to happen with us behind closed doors. It's not something we can just make a motion for on the open floor right here.
But you can, legally. Because I would, if I was sitting in the chair. I wouldn't think twice about it. And like I said, if my enemy was here...
Mr. Auriemma, I appreciate all of your comments. This is not a court of law. You are entitled to come up here and address the board. I have counseled them consistently not to discuss this in this forum because this is a pending legal matter. To the extent that they are going to continue to discuss this in closed session, we will keep you apprised when that information becomes public. I can tell you that this board has given you a tremendous amount of latitude, respect, and deference, probably more than many boards that I'm aware of would ever extend, and I think that's a testament to how much they care not only about you but about any resident. So I know it doesn't feel like that from where you're standing, but I can tell you that that is the absolute truth. So I'm sorry that you're not content with how this is playing out, but this is unfortunately how it has to play out.
So again, I could just add that everyone on this board is working diligently on finding a resolution to this matter.
Listen, I don't want to disrespect you. I have much respect for everyone up there, okay? But what you just said, it bothers me. I mean, come on, Mayor. We spoke a few times. I mean, every time I come back, it's the same thing. What are you talking about? Anyone? Anyone? Doc? Any opinion? Come on. I mean.
Nick, I think that they said they're working on it, and hopefully the solution is right around the corner. I mean, I would think that maybe we're getting a lot closer than you think, so just be patient.
Be patient?
Just be patient.
And what brings me here today is I was informed that I will not go to trial, because that's a scenario you're familiar with, not for another 2.5 years. So I got to continue to pay this loan. And but again, I mean, Doc, I just don't get it. I'm sorry. I mean, I got a lot of respect for you, but I'm different.
Nick, we haven't been even briefed yet on what transpired at the mediation.
That bothers me then.
Well, we're probably talking about it this evening, so don't be totally bothered. So once we can sit back and discuss what occurred, hopefully we can make some decisions that are right and just for everyone.
Mr. Evans?
Nick, as I said, I don't, you and I don't know one another very well, but I'm not in a position where I can comment, period. My counsel has said, keep quiet. You're referring to my department. I need to keep quiet.
Well, I respect that, but you know what? You're a commissioner. You're elected by the people. And you should voice your opinion because, no disrespect to Mr. Bruno, he works for you. You don't work for him.
Thank you for the counseling.
You're welcome. Al, anything?
Mr. Auriemma, unfortunately, due to the constraints of public comment, we don't have any more time for this at this time.
There's no one else behind me.
We
42 people just to go to the time commission. I'm going to come back the next meeting, and I just wish when I'm up here again, you just say, Nick, we're not doing anything. Or can you come up with, like, will there be some type of solution the next meeting?
Oh, optimistically, we can hope for one, but we can't guarantee any particular resolution.
How many more times do you have to meet to come up with something?
Mr. Auriemma, respectfully, there are no answers that you're going to be content with to these questions. I understand, what it is that you're trying to accomplish. Unfortunately, the matter is part of a pending litigation. There are many aspects of this case. I'm not going to debate the law with you. I don't think that this is the appropriate forum, and I don't think, frankly, that you would appreciate that. I understand that this is troubling situation, and everybody is sympathetic to that. No one here can give you a deadline as to when they're going to have an answer, because there's too many unpredictable moving parts. I can tell you that everyone is thinking about this. Everyone is asking about it. This is not something that any single commissioner has let, you know, fall off their radar, but there are many moving parts here. And to the extent that, you know, that's an answer, that's the best we can give you at this time.
I don't get it. I'm dumbfounded. Nobody wants to make a motion. Purchase this land, make it a pocket park. I don't know, but no one's going to be here 20 years. That person will be dead. So.
Anyone else wishing to be heard this evening may approach the microphone and state your name for the record. Seeing none, we'll close the public comment portion. And Mr. Bruno, do we have a need for executive session this evening?
Mayor, we do have a need to go into closed session to discuss litigation as well as contract negotiations.
I'll make a motion to go into closed executive session.
Thank you. Whereas Section 8 of the Open Public Meeting Act, Chapter 231, Public Law 1975 permits the exclusion of the public from meeting in certain circumstances. Whereas the public body is of the opinion that such circumstances exist, and whereas the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley in the County of Essex and State of New Jersey desires to proceed to close executive session, and now therefore be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley moving to close executive session to discuss contract negotiations and litigation. Be it further resolved that at the time when such discussions may be disclosed to the public shall be when and such disclosures may be made without adversely affecting the Township of Nutley pending and or anticipated legal, personnel, contractual matters, and other matters within the exceptions provided for by statute. This resolution shall take effect immediately. Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracca?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye. And we won't be conducting any more business this evening, but I do want to remind everyone that there is a special election this Thursday, February 5th, and that's for Governor Sherrill's former congressional seat. So if you want to be heard in this election, please make sure to allot some time, sometime between 6 a.m. and 8 p.m. on this Thursday, February 5th. There's not going to be any business, so I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So move it. Second.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracca?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye.
And the time is 7:49. Thank you.